Hi, I'm Zeev Nevad. Welcome to the .metaverse podcast. In anticipation of CES 2023, on this week's episode, we have a special sneak peek into some groundbreaking customer experience developments that Microsoft and Touchcast are bringing to the automotive industry through the power of the metaverse. This conversation will be led by Ati Serbushan, Head of Partnerships and Alliances at Touchcast, and we'll hear from Smith Codio, Director Customer Experience of Automotive, Mobility, and Transportation Industry at Microsoft, and Rachel Heckey, Automotive and Mobility Program Manager at Microsoft.
Super excited. My name is Ati. I'm from Touchcast. With me, I have a couple of our friends at Microsoft. We want to go through how this one idea that was sent through email to Smith. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Thank you, Ati. I'm Smith Codio. I'm the director and solution leader for customer experience on the differentiated customer experience IPS, which is industry prioritized scenarios within the automotive, mobility, and transportation group at Microsoft.
And also we have another of our friends from the mobility team, Rachel.
Thanks for having me. I'm Rachel Heckey, and I am a capture lead on the mobility service line at Microsoft. So essentially, our team is focused on creating the reference architecture for digital selling with hyper-personalization in the metaverse. So a very fancy way of saying I am fortunate enough to work with Smith here on the automotive industry team to help make the solutions they're envisioning possible and repeatable to help our customers on their digital transformation journey to truly reimagine the car buying experience.
That's fantastic, because for the past couple of months, Microsoft Touchcast, global ISVs such as Sitecore and Anata has been joining forces to do just that, to reimagine the customer experience by looking at the impact of the metaverse on Azure. So Smith, would you like to share with us how this idea came about?
Of course, Ati. Thank you. I think before jumping in some of the details, it's worth setting up some context on how we at Microsoft, we see this in the context of the technology change and shift that is happening in the industry. So we believe that there is a computing paradigm shift that is happening. And we, all of us here as a group, are very fortunate and privileged to be the one driving that change. So similar to personal computing, the web, mobile, and cloud computing, they all complement each other. They all build on top of the existing investment that were made. And we at Microsoft, we believe that the metaverse is that computing paradigm shift that is happening in the industry. And as you mentioned earlier, the idea started through an email that was forwarded to me. And I, out of that, leveraging signals from customer engagements, along with a mandate from our leadership team to basically help some of our key customers who are going through the same transformation, digital transformations. So we prioritize a set of unique scenarios and also recruit a set of partners such as you, Touchcast, to help us on that journey. So we believe that the metaverse, even though it's a nascent technology, has the potential to really revolutionize the way companies handle customer engagements. In addition to building great products, we believe in the data and the research have shown that companies are going to differentiate themselves by leveraging and building and providing better customer experience. So this is the next battleground for our customers. And we believe the work, the solutions that we're building together with partners like you and other partners supporting this will really change the way our customers are engaging with their own customers. For instance, we believe that the metaverse has the potential to help our customers to really do more with less. What that means, if you think about how leveraging the power of the metaverse, you actually can access a broad range of employees. That if you think about a sales agent in the context of a digital or a physical dealership, you're restrained by a presence, a physical boundary. Leveraging the power of the metaverse, you can actually engage and hire employees across the world. And leveraging this platform, you still can have well-trained agents engage with your customers in the customer buying journey.
So Smith, thank you for that. There was quite a lot of different buzzwords that we kind of uncovered in the past 6 months, collapsing the funnel, the one-click motion, customer experience, hyper-personalized, differentiator customer journeys. So what has been some of the additional insights and learnings so far? And with those learnings that you just mentioned, Rachel, what are you at Microsoft hoping to achieve with the framework that you constructed with a set of partners?
Yeah, absolutely. So aside from being a car enthusiast, in my past life pre-Microsoft, I oversaw a direct-to-consumer car sales channel where I had the opportunity to see firsthand the customer pain points and understand how this experience could be significantly improved. Buying a car is seen as the second biggest purchase a customer can make, and often that process could be more enjoyable. Consumers try to do research in advance, but it's impersonal trying to build a car online, and then you get into the dealer and the experience feels very pressured. There's a ton of paperwork to sign, the entire process feels like it's lacking transparency, and in general, there's a significant disconnect between that experience I had shopping online and then what I'm experiencing in person. So this use case, powered by Microsoft Azure and Teams, in connection with TouchCast, has made this not so pleasurable experience seamless and showcases an efficient and also practical use of the metaverse, drastically changing how vehicles can be sold today.
You're mentioning selling vehicles in the metaverse. Not all OEMs are looking to actually sell a car in the metaverse. We just very recently had a press release with Fiat and Stellantis that opened the first metaverse shop with the virtual sales agents selling cars. But do you both foresee other applications or areas where this metaverse on Azure, together with TouchCast and additional global ISVs, can actually be applied?
Adi, as you mentioned, not every manufacturer wants to fully transact online, and not every customer is prepared to buy online right now. One of the biggest opportunities we see, at least in the current state, is around education. So being able to ask questions one-on-one and interact with the vehicle to reduce the number of times and the amount of time a customer needs to return to the dealer and be there physically in person. By adding this layer of human interaction in the metaverse, we're creating an additional sales channel. And we see this as more of a complementary offering, not necessarily replacing brick and mortar dealers, but promoting this concept of accessibility that Smith talked about before. I'll also say, aside from the vehicle acquisition, the use case is highly effective for after sales. So thinking about providing this opportunity to speak with a representative to better understand things like warranty options and the services that might be required with high fidelity imagery and a digital twin of a customer's car, along with the thorough explanation so that a consumer can feel well informed and not like they need to make a split second decision on a suggested repair as they're waiting for their vehicle to be serviced. So again, really aimed at providing a superior experience for the customer and then in turn loyalty and retention for the OEMs and dealers.
Wow, that was quite some. I guess like the takeaway there would be you don't need these expensive VR headsets. So it actually complements the whole Microsoft motion about being inclusive and removing the threshold and the boundaries to actually get the metaverse very practically and pragmatically, chapter by chapter. So we're very excited. I know we're heading for your Q3 and we're heading for CES to showcase Fiat, Stellantis. We have a number of customers joining us there. Any other last words you want to share with your own colleagues?
I would love to start by saying thank you. And we are super excited. We spend the time to build this healthy ecosystem of partner and SI to help implement the solutions. But we also have some great success, as you mentioned, like Fiat, who's already live on that platform, in production, sold a few cars already. So the process has been vetted.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you, Smith. Thank you for the fantastic partnership. And let's focus on the Q3 and Q4.
Thank you so much for joining us. If you like what you heard, please be on the lookout for more of our content from CES 2023 and subscribe to the .metaverse podcast to stay up to date with our latest episodes.